BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris decides to take Bake Off into his own hands before the final by doing a secret Bake Off in a local cafe near Radio 1. It's quite cringe, just to warn you. Real or No Real with Alice Levine, she's back. And also, Ed Sheeran's new video for Thinking Out Loud. Everyone's going on about how amazing his dancing is, isn't it? Is it though? It's all on the podcast.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Doing this is Mills on Radio 1. Can you stop looking up costumes, please?
Are we allowed to say why I'm looking up costumes?
Right, there's some concern in the studio today about my outfit that I'm going to be wearing on Strictly Come Dancing on national television on Saturday night. What's wrong with it?
Is it a joke? Is it definitely confirmed? Are you sure this is someone not just having a laugh with you?
No, I think I am, because it's. I can say that it's movie week. And yes, I am a creature from the sea.
Oh, it could be so good. This is a great week.
Are you concerned that it might be a bit career limiting?
I would have loved to have been there when you were told what you were doing.
I actually have a picture of... I found it on a notepad, actually, but last week. No one told me, and it said, Scott, and then the word of the sea creature. And I was like, and I went up to someone and went, excuse me, can you tell me what this word means? They're like, yeah, that's what we're dressing you as next week. I was like, all right, and when was I going to find out about that? Because I've just seen it on your notepad. It's going to be good.
It's definitely going to be interesting.
I mean, you'd vote for that, right?
I can't wait for it.
Yes.
I hope it doesn't limit the dancing.
It won't. It's specially fitted. Bumbleayer Wednesday's on. I've not done that for a while.
Will you be dancing the Bumbleayer today, sir?
Yes, I will. I might even move my hips for you for the first time. How would you like that?
Wow.
Huh? Hey. Good to be back doing my actual job. I like it.
Yeah, good. Just trying to work out what you could be. There's quite a few guesses coming in. Shamu, Free Willy?
Free Willy, no.
The Genie from Aladdin.
That'd be amazing.
Not feeling that?
Not really a sea creature, though.
No, very good point.
Yeah.
So Shamu, definitely.
I can't say.
Oh, I wish you could say.
Strictly Come Bingo was awesome yesterday. We had two of the stars of this year's show, Steve Backshall off of Nature and his dance partner, the glamorous Ola Jordan. The video is on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. They got properly into it. Now over to one of Steve's absolute heroes. It's David Attenborough narrating another natural wonder. Now, here we join a pack of wolves who have some tough times ahead. In fact, the wolves are an example of a great struggle that we all have to go through from time to time. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm. It's a bonding session that reminds each hunter...
No, that's not even one. Come on, Steve. Ola's like, why are they doing this? Come on.
He's spat in my cup.
That's one.
I'm going to drink
one.
It now.
Come on.
David Attenborough here with the struggle that we all go through.
It's a bonding session that reminds each hunter of its place in the team. Invaluable in the struggle to come.
It was really good yesterday. With mirror ball and all, our most glam one yet, and it's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Ola didn't like it much because...
He's got massive mouth!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Loads of people very excited about the Bake Off final this evening.
Yes.
How long before we're now to announce who the winner is tomorrow? Because will people still be like, oh, I haven't watched it yet?
Oh, that's a good point.
Watch it then. I've noticed that like some pubs are showing it now on like a big screen.
Yeah, man, it's an event. I love it. I'm so excited for tonight.
I was in a restaurant the other day and they're like, come and watch the Bake Off final.
Yeah.
And like they're showing it like for a crowd on a big screen.
Does it have it on blackboards outside pubs?
Yes.
Excellent.
It's massive.
I love more than anything Paul Hollywood, this series. For me, he's just come through as the absolute man.
Why now, though?
I don't know. I think the first couple of series, I was watching him, but now I've got to know him a bit more. It feels like I know his gimmicks. I understand him better. I love the way he judges people. Me and my mate were talking about this the other day. I just love the way he'll you know when they have to present their food to him, he'll pick it up, he'll pick through it, he'll get his fingers right in there.
He does, he gets right in, doesn't he? Like, but I'd be like, oh yeah, I've just spent 4 hours doing that, yeah. And now you've got your grubby hands in there.
And he takes it so seriously as well.
It takes a lot of guts to be able to show all the layers.
Listen to the seriousness in his voice.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah.
This is all about cakes.
The nuts coming through there are beautiful.
Yeah. Takes it very seriously.
Innuendos aside, just the way he judges things, we really like.
I think the decoration's not particularly striking. Yeah. That is extremely good. I just think the appearance on both of them has fallen a bit low for your standard. Yeah. These I'm not so sure about.
Yeah.
I mean, good or bad comments, he says them in the same kind of way,
yeah.
The same serious kind of way. My favourite is, me and my mate found ourselves at the weekend saying to each other, it's actually not a bad bank, which is something I've noticed he says a lot. I don't know why I've picked up on it.
While he's got his hands in the cake. It's actually not a bad bake.
It's actually not a bad bake. Or he'll look at them and say, you know what you've done there? And they won't know.
No.
You know, they've spent 4 hours making it.
Know what you've done there, don't you?
Anyway, so it gave me an idea.
Yeah.
I thought we could do a bit of secret bake-off, if you're keen.
Oh, yes.
So what I thought we could do is, because I've become such a massive fan of Paul Hollywood, is I now go to a random cafe near here, and we could order some food and judge them in a Paul Hollywood style.
I love this. Okay, where are we going to go? Go to that cafe we always go to. It's
the
not
one
far.
Network.
Because then you can get there like quite quick, right?
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. I think we could do this right now. We can, and I'll do my best Paul Hollywood for
get
you.
Get right in with the fingers, yeah. And then you're going to say to them, "It's actually not a bad bake."
Yeah, maybe we could start with something like that.
Okay, right. Let's do it next then. Good idea. Lower than Atlantis, Emily on Radio 1. Coming next, our secret bake-off. Off you go.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, let's do our secret bake-off. Chris is about to judge an item of food in a cafe, even though they've got absolutely no idea it's about to happen. Poor Hollywood bake-off star. Chris, are you there?
I'm in. I'm just waiting to order something. I might be able to do this quite quickly. Okay. Hiya. You all right?
Can I just get a coffee?
Yeah, can I just get a coffee, please? And then can I see your lemon cake, please? Yeah, that'd be good.
What's
the cappuccino or something. Yeah, cool. Cheers.
Scott,
I'm going for the lemon cake.
Okay, so you've ordered the lemon cake.
Yeah.
But is it actually a bad bake?
It might take a while. Do you want to come back to me in a bit?
Okay, I'll play a song now, and we'll come back to Chris in the cafe when the cake arrives, and then he dissects it. We love how poor Hollywood gets so serious when he's dissecting people's items that they've cooked.
It takes a lot of guts to be able to show all the layers.
It's just cakes, Paul. So Chris is about to go poor Hollywood in front of a whole cafe. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Scott. You're right.
So you know what poor Hollywood does on the show? When they've made a cake or a pastry or anything, he will generally pull it apart, eat a bit, and then start by saying something like, it's actually not a bad bake. And Chris is about to do that to an unsuspecting member of staff at this cafe.
I'm worried that we're going to have to keep her here, so I might ask her to sit down.
Make it like a full-on critique of the cake.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. Hiya. Marble cake. Okay, is that your speciality, babe?
Oh.
Do you want to sit down? So, what have we got here? It's actually not a bad bake. It's a good flake. Yeah, it's not. You've not done bad with that. Maybe 1 or 2 minutes more and that would be perfect, wouldn't you say? Are you happy with that?
Sorry?
Are you happy with that? It's not bad. It's not bad, but you haven't used... You know what you've done, don't you? You know what you've done. You haven't... Well, you can see what you've done there.
No.
The chocolate's not there. The chocolate just peels away like that. You've not done that long enough, have you? It's a good base, though. I like the icing. Let me try this. It's not a bad bake. You've not done badly there. That's not bad. That was quite rude, I worry.
Did you just sit there in front of her and tear it apart?
Yeah.
I liked that you went proper Hollywood as well. You're like, you know what you've done? You know what you've done, don't you?
You know what's really awkward about this? I didn't think this through, because I haven't paid yet, and I'm sitting here with a torn-up cake in front of me and a coffee that I've got to drink.
Let's do this again somewhere else. But how does she take the critique of the cake?
And I think she was surprised.
Yeah.
I don't think she knew what she was meant to really do.
Wasn't really expecting that, was she? All right, well, are you going
to
eat the cake or bring it back?
It's very nice. It really isn't a bad bake.
Okay, all right. Are you going to bring it back or are you going to eat it now?
I'll have it now and I'll be with you in a minute.
All right, see you when you come back.
Bye.
Tom in Cornwall says, I was listening with earphones and actually crying with laughter at my desk listening to Secret Bake Off. It was good, Chris.
Yeah.
I mean, it was brave, I think.
We've managed to video it. We're just trying to work out how we can upload it.
Okay, good luck with that.
I know that it shouldn't be so complicated, but it seems to be.
Stephen on Twitter says, the master of a cringe situation. That's you. Loving Chris, judging cakes Hollywood style, says Chris. Loads of good comments about it. We should do it again. What do you think it's like when poor Hollywood goes into an actual restaurant? Like, they must see him and be like, oh, no. Mm. I was asking Greg Wallace that the other day, because it's the same. It's like, when they walk in, like, you just get the fear of, like, oh, no, they're judging me.
True.
I liked it, though. Let's just delve into more people's pasties and future, I think.
Yeah, pasties next.
Pasties are next, I think. The Scott Mills Daily. Oh, yeah, one of my mates just put it on Facebook. What was I saying earlier?
What's that?
Anyone know anywhere in central London that's showing the Bake Off on TV tonight? Any pubs?
Well, it's just like a group activity watching this now, like watching football in a pub.
I think, yeah, well, that's exactly what it's meant to be like now. You can turn up, have a couple of beers. It's great.
It's people baking.
I'd love to know anyone who's doing that tonight.
What, in a pub?
Yes, going to a pub to watch that.
Yeah, maybe if you work in a pub or you know of a pub that you're going to tonight and they are actually showing it and they've got it on the, like, chalkboard outside. Mm. Bake Off final tonight, in here, live.
Talking of Facebook, do you think it's about time people need to change their profile pictures to a more sort of autumnal one?
It's that time. Get rid of the ones with your top off.
It feels this week it very much has changed.
Absolutely. Get the autumn pictures on your Twitter profile or Facebook. 100%. What's yours at the moment?
Well, my one at the moment is...
I bet you're in shorts.
Yes, it's me on holiday, but it just feels a bit weird now that the weather's gone a bit cold, and it feels like summer's really gone now.
What would you want? What do you want us to put on, like a picture of us walking in some leaves?
Yeah, it's something like that.
Okay, something more autumn.
I think so.
Okay, get to it, everyone. The Scott Mills Daily. No pub showing it. Surely there must be some.
I have heard of this happening.
I have as well. It must be happening. Yeah, I think it is.
Especially with the international break on in football this week. There's,
exactly.
The games are very different.
Their probs are too busy baking to text in or whatever. Okay, Scott Mills, when are we thinking of Bumbleo in today?
Oh, I don't know. It's been weird because you haven't done it for a while.
Yeah.
It feels like you're a bit out of practice.
Do you want me to, like, shimmy for you?
Do you know what I would like? I do think we all deserve a bit of the dancing. Just for the Bumbleo.
On the radio, yeah, really good. I'll see how I feel. I think after 2:30, though, right?
Okay.
Okay, right, let's get into it. Middle of the week and all that. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. So many places showing the Bake Off final tonight. Zara's been on from the University of Sheffield. They're showing it in the Students' Union tonight. Green Tree in Bathgate is showing it in 3D. Ooh.
Is that even possible? I think that's a lie.
HD, not 3D.
Yeah, must be... Yeah.
3D cakes? Rubbish.
Or they're just watching it but handing out red and blue glasses.
Plymouth Students' Union playing the Great British Bake Off final for the students tonight. It's really big in the student world. And loads of pubs as well have been on. Okay, it's real or no real after 3 o'clock and the official chart update at 3:30 this afternoon. I think it's time. Amor de
compraventa. Oh, yes. Amor de en el pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Do you want me to?
I'd love it if you did it.
Yes! You missed my hip action.
Stand up and do something with your feet. Oh.
I can't bring myself to do it to you. Wow, so many people loved Bumbleo Wednesday today.
It was a good one today, I felt.
I really got back into it. It was good. 2 weeks off, see? Refreshed. Ed Sheeran's new track with a video that everyone's talking about, Thinking Out Loud. Although I've got some thoughts of my own, being as I am like a dancer now. I just want to talk you through that in a minute. First of all, something concerning that I've just seen on the radio on Facebook. Can you explain, please? Why are you Matt Edmondson and Phil Taggart dressed up as women?
Yes. Now, I'd forgotten about this, but about a week ago now, I was asked, you know, I did the documentary about Lad Points last night.
Did you?
Cheers for the support on that one.
Oh, I didn't actually hear it.
Well, basically, because of that, they...
What was the documentary? I mean, I know we talked about it before. Did it go out last night?
It went out last night,
so
yes.
It's on BBC iPlayer now?
Yeah, if you want to listen to it, there's a link on the Radio 1 homepage.
Is this for just lads to listen to, or can anyone listen?
No, it's something for everyone there.
And what's it about?
So it basically looked at lad points and lad culture, kind of the good parts about it, the bad parts about it.
Right.
And, yeah, it was just a sort of delve into lad culture as a whole.
Okay, cool.
Why aren't you showing me any support? By the way, Strictly Come Dancing, I had shirts made.
I know.
Admittedly, they haven't all arrived yet.
No.
I'm organising a campaign to try and get you through every week. The least you can do is listen to the documentary once.
I'll try harder. Do you want me to listen to it later?
I do. I'd like, and I will test you.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
What's it called?
Lad Points.
It's called Lad Points.
Yes. Radio 1 homepage.
Right, okay. I'll listen, and you can do a test on me tomorrow.
And I will test you tomorrow.
Okay, and you can ask me specific questions about it, so I'll definitely listen to it.
Appreciate the support. Thank you.
Why does this tie up with you being a woman on Radio 1 Facebook?
Well, as the Radio 1 Facebook says right there, if you think it's hard being a lad, you should try being a lady. Now, I'm not a lad, and I would say it's fair to say Matt Edmondson and Phil Taggart are both not lads.
They're not, no. Matt Edmondson, though, is a banging woman.
And... So what they did is they challenged us.
Really fit.
We had 5 minutes to try and look like Kim Kardashian. Okay? And the results are there right now on the Radio 1 Facebook, and that's ahead of the surgery tonight, which I'm going to be on. I'm very excited.
You're on the surgery tonight?
Discussing all things to do with lads and lad points and lad culture tonight on the Radio 1 surgery.
Oh, wow. It's all happening for you, isn't it? So you were trying your hand at makeup. Really interesting results.
It's quite weird looking at it back.
But Matt Edmondson looks... I'm trying to think what celebrity he looks like. It's not Kim Kardashian.
What's going on about Matt Edmondson? It's almost too much, I'd say. Do you think?
Is it Courtney Cox off of Friends?
Well, perhaps...
Who is it?
Right, I mean, we were all trying to look like Kim Kardashian. I admit I failed, but perhaps on the Radio 1 Facebook, you can write a comment about what lady Matt Edmondson looks like.
Yeah, I mean, people have already. Lucy says Matt Edmondson looks far too good in this. It really suits Matt Edmondson. Matt looks fit in the makeup, I told you. Have a look for yourself, Radio 1 Facebook now. It's quite surprising results there.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So everyone's talking about this brilliant, brilliant song, Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud, and everyone is saying about the fantastic video, and it is brilliant.
It's so, so good.
Yeah.
But and does it make you jealous?
No, not jealous. Because, I mean...
Look at the relationship he has with his dance there. So the video is set in a ballroom. They're having this amazing dance. It's almost like the ultimate first dance at a wedding.
Yeah. I mean, and so many people will just be like, oh my God, he can dance. He's incredible.
He can.
Can I just say something?
Oh, here we go.
He's not actually doing any dancing.
You are joking, right?
Okay. Everyone watch this video, right? Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud. She is doing... all of the work.
He's playing her like a guitar right now.
Yeah, I know. But apart from that, he's not actually... Right, okay, watch. See his feet? He's stepping and then running. Take it from someone that knows about stepping and running and not actually dancing.
So are you claiming...
He's got very flat feet. That's good. He's stepping correctly. No heels.
I cannot believe this is the Scott Mills critique on this Ed Sheeran.
Okay, there was a slight move there. That was a side, close side. That was it. Like, there's no actual dancing. He's actually just walking.
And are you claiming...
She's doing everything.
You are aware that... I mean, this is definitely Ed Sheeran as well. This isn't a stunt double.
No, it's definitely him. But actually, look at the way she's flinging herself around.
That's exactly
what my dance partner does to make it look busy.
You are having a laugh, mate. If you could do that with your dance partner, you
I can
would.
Do that.
You
I could
can't.
Do that. She can do that, and I could do that. He's lifting her now. There we are. No, look at his feet.
I'd give him 7.
No, there he's on his toe, right? He's on his toe. She is doing absolutely all of the work there.
I look forward to Ed Sheeran's commentary on your dance on Saturday night.
Take it from someone who knows. She's doing everything. It just looks busy.
He's running. This is unbelievable.
He's running and doing a bit of walking. I'm telling you.
This can't just be annoying me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Loads of people agree with me. There's a lot of observing going on.
A lot of people not agreeing with you, though.
He's just looking at her. With no steps.
Right. And I know what you're doing on Saturday night.
Yes?
When you're there in that outfit, let's all remember this conversation.
At least I'm doing steps. I'm not just, like, running.
Under the sea, was it?
There is a bit of running. Anyway, so we'll just talk about, obviously, the incredibly talented Ed Sheeran, just to balance this out.
He looks
like a good dancer on there. They've done it well. They've hit it well. I mean, he's got it. I mean, he's got so much money now. But like, as I was just saying to you, he's really worked hard for it.
No, that comment annoys me.
Why?
That comment annoys me because...
He has worked hard.
No, I completely agree. He works so hard.
He's worked very hard for it.
And there's so many, like, club promoters and stuff like that who say, you know what, he used to just go around and do loads of clubs, loads of shows and stuff like that.
He's worked for the money.
No, but as I said to you, my mate Gavin, for example, he's worked hard.
Right.
And that's why that comment annoys me.
Why?
Because he's done loads of shows.
Yeah. What does he do?
And I saw him the other night, still in Oceania.
Oh, he's not, is he?
And that's fine. He's doing his thing.
Yeah.
But my point is, when people say, you know, he's worked hard for it.
Okay. Well, I apologise.
Loads of people have worked hard and it still hasn't happened.
Gavin, yeah, I know. I'm sure Gavin works just as hard as Ed. One. I completely forgot to tell you because I've, like, not been on for ages. I thought of an excellent Who while I was away. You ready
for it? Then. Okay. Have you banked it up, have you?
Yeah, I have, actually. Do you want to hear it?
Go on, then.
The Radio 1 webcam.
Oh, yeah. Are we sure that's not still on somewhere?
How bobbins was that? It took a picture like every 11 minutes. It was 11 minutes. A still picture. Do you remember, Greg James?
Nerd!
It wasn't even that long ago, either.
Why do you know it was every 11 minutes? That's really, really weird.
Best thing about that comment is he knows it's 11 minutes.
It was 11 minutes. They were like, so make sure you're not doing any rude signs
every
11 minutes. And it's just a really rubbish picture of the studio on the Radio 1 website. Were you here when that was happening?
I definitely wasn't watching that webcam at home.
It was really low quality picture. I think that was still here in your day, the Radio 1 webcam picture.
It was the old building. Do you know the old building?
Oh.
The roof has been taken off.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Someone put on Facebook the other day, finally someone blows the roof off Radio 1.
Good stuff.
Happy memories in there. We did a secret bake-off earlier, because it's the bake-off final tonight. Chris just went into a cafe and rudely critiqued their goods.
I just ordered some cake. When they brought it over, I sat her down and critiqued them in a Paul Hollywood style.
It's not bad, but you haven't used... You know what you've done, don't you? You know what you've done. You can see what you've done there. The chocolate's not there. The chocolate just peels away like that.
So rude. He does say that, though. You know what you've done. You know what you've done there, don't you?
And no, I ripped apart the cake in front of them.
Yeah. Video is now... Where's that video, please?
Radio 1 Facebook and Radio 1 Twitter.
Radio 1 Facebook and Radio 1 Twitter. If you want to see the absolute horror on that poor woman's face as her marble cake, gets critiqued.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon. How are you?
What time is it? What day is it? Hello.
Right?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, good to see you, my love.
Thought I'd been phased out, so this is nice.
No.
I was phased out for a couple of weeks.
Were you? Yeah.
I've not been on.
I noticed on the podcast, never here.
No, never here. No.
Calling it in.
Yeah. Just call in, generally.
Sometimes the podcast is just like, yeah, I'm not here today. Leave a message after the beep.
Is
beep?
It?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Sorry about that, podcasters. Try and make it a bit more entertaining for you now.
To be honest, I'm in the past, aren't I? That could be from a year ago.
Yeah, you're still on like 2008 podcasts.
I know, but they are vintage gold.
I know. I know. And now it's time for Real or No Real with Alice Levine. Ready to keep score, Chris?
I am ready.
The only branch of Starbucks at which the staff aren't allowed to write the customer's name on their coffee cup is at the headquarters of the CIA.
Mm.
Oh.
So that's the CIA HQ, yes. The home of America's spies.
You just basically repeated it. You didn't expand on that much.
Yeah.
What's your theory again with...
Oh, yeah, because you've got a kind of conspiracy idea about this.
I think that they get your name wrong on the cup on purpose. When they're like, what's your name? Like, what, Chris? And they write rabbit or something.
Yeah.
Like, get it completely wrong.
Yeah, you go Alice and they write Beyonce.
Yeah.
Like, I know what you're doing.
Exactly. I don't know what you're doing. Because everyone just takes a picture of it and goes, oh, look, they got it wrong. And then, boom, you're on everywhere on social media.
So clever.
It's very clever.
Well done, Scott.
If true.
Are they allowed to put... The completely wrong names on the cups at the CIA HQ.
Well, I don't think it should be the responsibility of the coffee house in question. I think it should be, if anything, if you're a spy that needs to keep secret, that's your responsibility. Use a fake name or letter.
If you go, it's Alice Levine, James Smith.
Don't write it on the cup.
Exactly.
Can I have a blank cup, please? I can't say why. It's just doing my job. Couldn't possibly comment.
Salamander.
Yes. Or just a letter. In fact, if anything, Q's must be shorter in that particular branch.
It's Q.
Q, M.
I do kind of think it's a waste of time as well. Can't they just go, there's your, like, Frappa Mappuccino or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
It takes so long to go, like, write your whole name down.
There's a secret list as well, I heard.
What?
There's something like I heard about this. There's a secret list under the counter. What do you mean?
Of what?
Coffees.
I've heard that there's another menu as well.
Ask, what do you mean?
If anyone's ever in there, ask if give them a wink and say anything from under the counter. And see what they say.
I don't think that's the phrase you should use.
Should I test this?
Not a good idea.
I'll test this tomorrow.
Actually, let's do that, yeah. Anything from under the counter? What do you mean?
I'm sure I heard that somewhere.
I know. They've got all like peanut butter ones and ones that you can't get on the actual menu.
No.
But you have to ask for it.
I'm going to ask. It's like that burger place in America where you have to ask for it a certain style and then you get a special burger.
Yeah,
really?
I think there's a whole new menu that we don't know about, but you've got to ask for it.
I'm going
to
try it. Okay, but I don't want to say the under-the-counter thing because I feel a bit seedy.
CIA, are they allowed to write on the cups, real or no real?
No real.
I think no real.
That one's real.
Yes, it is. Some of the people who work at the CIA have their identities completely kept secret, so the coffee shop isn't allowed to do its normal name-writing routine, sadly.
Oh, I meant real.
Oh, well.
Tough.
Oh, okay.
Next.
Hugh Stevens was supposed to make an appearance in the BBC God Only Knows video, but missed his recording slot because he went to the wrong Abbey Road tube station.
Oh,
Hate it when that happens.
Yeah. I would have thought he'd get a call up. It's interesting who they've shunned.
I would have thought he'd be the one on the balcony in the gold gown, like swinging his feet. But
been off Lauren Laverne and put him on.
Bagged that.
No call up for Mills. I've noticed.
No, sadly not.
They've had the fill of you.
Yeah, I think I've been on it enough. Zane's good though, isn't he?
Yeah, just watching it again at the moment. It is epic.
It's good.
It is epic.
Blink and you miss it.
But did Hugh Stevens pass Warwick Avenue off of Duffy and go to the wrong Abbey Wood?
No, he's the kind of person who'll make sure he's in good time for anything. No real.
There's a disproportionate amount of Paloma.
Yeah.
She's on that swing for a really long time.
So you think Hugh should have been there?
I think Hugh should have been in the hot air balloon. I'm going to say it was a mess up because I think they would have booked him. So I'm going to say that is real.
No real.
That one is no real.
It's no real but there are two Abbey Road stations in London. So many people go to the wrong one that these signs are all over London. It says, unfortunately, you are at the wrong Abbey Road. However, we can work it out and help you get back to the correct location. And finally on today's Real or No Real.
Penguins sometimes propose to their partner by giving them a pebble.
Oh. How would you ever know that was them proposing?
I guess it was just an offering. Yeah, good point. Why would that mean it's proposing? It could be any number of things that penguin's after. So I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say they do give each other pebbles, but it's not about getting married. I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Oh. Yes, some penguins mate for life and use the special pebble as a symbol of their commitment. At the end of that round of real, no real.
Very low scoring. I got 10. Alice got nothing.
It's a fix.
Nothing. Cecilia. Thanks, Alice.
Thank you.
That was Wednesday's show. Listen tomorrow between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. Another celebrity gets wet on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. If you can't listen live at 1 o'clock on Radio 1, then get this podcast. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.